most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday. Raindrops. Drop tops, smoking on cookie in the hot box. Look, I like your dedication, sir. You got on your Lawrence Taylor New York Giants jersey today. Drop one of Clues bombs for those New York Giants.
Yeah, I'm still.
Oh, you know what?
The bomb don't work today. How about that?
Why the bomb don't work? Because God knows I was being sarcastic. There's nothing to drop a clue bomb for them damn New York Giants, other than the fact that they lost.
Well, I still have my jersey.
You were going to the game, too. You were going to Milwaukee.
God know what he's doing. Tell him what God did for you.
I have to say F Delta first and foremost. Yeah, I'm going to tell you why. The snowstorm came. Yeah, they F'd this one up, though. I bought tickets to take my son to his first playoff game. He was excited. We went to the ski shop. We got all types of thermos, heated socks, heated shirts, everything. We got to the airport. 7 a.m. the flight was pushed back to 12, which still gave me enough time to get to the game. Then, without saying anything to anybody, luckily I know somebody that works at Delta. They told me that the flight attendants and the captains weren't anywhere near. But Delta didn't tell anybody this. So I'm sitting there waiting. Everybody's sitting there waiting. There's a bunch of Giants fans ready to get on that plane. And then about maybe 5 minutes to boarding, which is effed up because people could have made other plans to get there. They could have got on other airlines. I could have chartered a jet. I could have got there.
Chartered a jet? Drop on a Clues bomb for Envy getting money.
I would have chartered a jet to take my son to his first playoff game.
Envy getting some money. Envy said I would have chartered a jet.
So it wasn't because of the weather.
No,
the flights couldn't go out.
They weren't informative. They should have told people exactly what was going on because people could have made other arrangements.
I feel like you're trying to deflect from this Giants.
I should have been there. I definitely should have been there. But the Giants did lose. I didn't take my son to the game. So what I did was I drove back home. I turned the AC on in the basement, and we watched the game. We kept all our thermals on, and we watched it in the cold.
This is so weird.
This is silly.
We did. I wanted my son to feel like we were at Lambeau Field. So
you turned the air conditioner on. So your son might get a cold, might get the flu in his ass because you want to feel like you in Lambeau Field.
We had thermals on, we had the gloves on, we had extra socks on.
So you and your son were role-playing, basically.
We were role-playing, watching the game, and the Giants lost.
So you're mad that God did not allow you and your son to go watch that beating, that brutal loss.
It had nothing to do with God.
Okay.
Because there was a lot of Giants fans that made it to the game, but I didn't.
God know better for y'all. Y'all are already Giants fans, so clearly y'all don't make good decisions in life. So God told y'all, you know what? Y'all sit y'all asses here right now. I know what's going to happen to these Giants at Lambeau Field.
I'll take it. Okay. Shout out to the Giants. Maybe next year.
Well, you know what?
Don't worry. My Lions lost as well.
Your Lions lost.
We'll rep for the NFC East next week against the Green Bay Packers, my Dallas Cowboys. I don't know what's wrong with my Clues bombs this morning.
And I ain't playing no Trey Songz music this morning.
Why did the bomb go off just now for that? Nobody asked for that.
I don't know.
Why?
Trey Songz going to have a boat cruise and invite my Giants on a boat cruise.
Hey,
and
man.
They got ready. I ain't playing
no
Trey Songz.
Well, guess what? All the Giants are on boats right now because they all gone fishing, damn it. Okay.
I saw Odell Beckham Jr. punched a hole in the wall, too. You saw that?
What's that going to do? Now you're going to hurt your hand?
That's what they lost.
Your hands already weren't working yesterday. Now you're going to punch a hole in the wall so you get a broke hand and they don't work for the next 12 weeks? Everybody be cool, okay? Relax.
Can we pass? Can we move on? Front page news, what we talking about, Yee?
Well, Kim Kardashian West, they do have these robbery suspects. We'll tell you about that. Mm-hmm. Also, the Golden Globes were on last night, and Donald Trump is responding to something that happened.
Okay. Well, we are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Start off with sports. Last night, the Steelers beat the Dolphins. Also, the Packers beat the Giants. Now,
the Packers washed the Giants.
I said that already.
They sank the Giants' boat. Okay? Let's be clear about that. All right? They didn't just beat them. They beat them down. Okay?
All right.
Busted their ass.
I said that.
All right?
I said that. Now, let's talk about Kim Kardashian.
Well, French police have arrested 16 people. And those people were arrested in connection with that theft of more than $10 million worth of jewelry from Kim Kardashian West.
Damn, 16 people?
Yes, it was a ring of people. They said the arrest started taking place around 6 a.m. in different locations. These suspects can be held up, held for up to 96 hours before the police either charge them or let them go. So they did find these people through DNA evidence. They tracked them down that way. And one person said that these people were very well known for robbery and other crimes.
By the way, that diamond is long gone. That diamond's been chopped up into so many pieces at this point.
It's going to be hard to get rid of. It's so big that something that size is going to be hard to sell because people are going to be looking for that one. But
I'm sure they've chopped it up in plenty of pieces.
Well, they did steal a jewelry box that had valuables worth $6.7 million, as well as a ring that was worth $4.5 million. So there you have it. For everybody that thought that perhaps this was something that was set up and didn't really happen and a plot for their show, it did really happen.
Now, what happened with Donald Trump? People getting to Donald Trump, I heard last night.
Well, Meryl Streep won the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globe Awards last night, and as part of her speech, she said this.
When the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter, it kind of broke my heart. And this instinct to humiliate, when it's modeled by someone in the public, by someone powerful, it filters down into everybody's life because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing. Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. When the powerful use their position to bully others, we all lose.
All right. Now, Donald Trump has already responded. He did a telephone interview with the New York Times.
What'd he say?
He's quick with his.
Well, yeah, it was a brief telephone interview, but he said he was not surprised that he had come under attack from liberal movie people. That was his response.
I mean, Meryl Streep is absolutely right, though. We all have to have more empathy with each other, and, you know, conflicts do need resolutions. It's not like Donald Trump can act like he was okay. Well, maybe he is okay with that. Maybe
okay with what?
With mocking the disabled guy. Maybe he didn't think it was wrong.
And he also, on Friday, was tweeting about us paying for that wall that he wants to have built to separate us from Mexico, but he did say that we'll pay for it and then Mexico will reimburse us.
We're paying for it. And Mexico's going, he's going to make Mexico reimburse us.
Who is we? The French? Who is we?
We as in the United States.
Taxpayers.
As in us.
What if I don't agree with the wall? Let's take a vote. Shouldn't it be like the census? Send the paperwork out and have people vote if they want the wall. If they want the wall, then you should come out, the money should come out your tax dollars.
Electoral colleges say we have to pay for the wall.
Who is it? The Electoral College is like the Hollywood Foreign Press, right?
I don't know.
Huh? Is that the same thing?
I don't know.
The Hollywood Foreign Press determines who wins the awards. The Electoral College determines who wins president.
Yes.
That's the same thing, right?
Pretty much.
So, okay, the Hollywood Foreign Press is the Electoral College of Hollywood, basically.
My goodness.
Okay.
All right. But we have a lot more about the Golden Globe Awards coming up in Rumor Report as well, because there was a lot of big winners for the night shows that we watch.
We should be playing
people
Bad and
that we support.
Yes, and we should be playing Bad and Bougie every hour.
I play it in the mix.
I know you do, but we should be playing it every hour just because right now. Yeah. Come on. Be a rebel. Delete a song. Delete one of those Drake records.
Say I won't.
And play. You won't?
Say I won't.
You won't.
I will.
You won't, man.
Let's do it.
It's a big L on your forehead because you're a Giants fan. You want to get a win with the people? You want to get a win with the people? Delete one of these Drake songs and play Bad and Bougie once an hour for the epic shout out that they received yesterday at the hands of Donald Glover.
I'll do it. All right. That's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. I ain't got to ask nobody for nothing.
You about to text G-Spin.
Pull it up now.
Text the white man.
Pull it up now.
800-585-1051.
If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. And when we come back, we're going to play Bad and Bougie.
You ain't going
to
do it.
I just said it.
You ain't going to do it.
I'll put it out there.
You ain't going to do it.
I'll do it.
You ain't going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
You ain't going to do it.
I'm going to do it. All right, this is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the mad rapper, son, for real.
I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell him why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, Jay from Boston, Envy. What's good?
What's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
I'm mad because I'm a little slow, first of all. I guess this is, like, not breaking news, but I guess Yahoo tweeted out something about Trump and the Negro Army.
Yeah, so we did that Friday.
It was Navy. N-word Navy.
Yeah, exactly. I just found that out. I'm a little slow, but I got a little mad about that. I feel some type of way, even though I mean, the N key is nowhere near the B key on the keyboard.
They're right next to each other.
What are you talking about? Clearly, you don't type, sir.
And that wasn't Trump that sent that out either.
Clearly, you don't type. And they're not next to each other. They're like diagonal.
You really
like,
missed the mark on this story, sir.
I def did. I'm mad at myself now, so that's why I'm mad.
You should be mad.
Well, you don't type.
You didn't pay no attention to typing.
The first thing
class.
I did was look at the keyboard to be like, are the B and N right next to each other?
Right next to each other. Hello, who's this?
Chris,
tell them why you're mad.
I'm mad because I've gotten on Twitter last night speaking about the Giants loss, and I got blocked on Twitter by a total of 25 people.
Why did they block you?
But they blocked me because I was slandering them about the Giants loss.
By the way, Giants fans are the most fickle fans in the world. I saw people posting pictures of Odell yesterday talking about this bum. Why he was asking for a picture with him in the club then if he was a bum?
But see, my thing, Charlamagne, you called it last week. But by all of them being on the boat, you said they was going to lose.
Had nothing to do with no damn boat, man.
Yes, when you look that gay on a boat with Uggs on and Speedos and everybody all oiled up, you know you was going to lose.
The whole team looked bad. It just wasn't a wide receiver.
And salute to the observation someone made last night. Victor Cruz did have on the Take a L starter kit. He had on the red wool cap and the black shirt, like Soulja Boy and Meek Mill. And, you know, he was on that boat with that on.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, peace and blessings, y'all. It's your boy, favorite guy, Porta Potty guy, man.
Hey, you're back, Porta Potty guy.
We don't want to hear about your rap career this morning, sir.
No. Angela, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Shout out to my favorite DJ, Envy, who blocked me, but it's all love. Listen, man, I want to talk about, because I use my car for Uber, right? Mm-hmm. I do a Porta Potty, and I use my car for Uber.
Okay. Oh, you drive Uber now?
I'm an Uber driver, too, man.
Oh, that's hot, bro. You a dual threat.
Yeah, people don't respect your car, though. This one Indian guy got in my car and started picking his nose, and then started picking his chest hair in the car.
Ew.
I'm like, sir, what you doing? This is not your bedroom or your house.
Yeah, but you probably got one of them Uber XLs. Nobody respects Uber XLs, bro.
Hey, man.
Uber X or Uber XL, nobody respects those. I call it a black car, the SUV.
Hello, who's this?
Not getting in your personal ride. You done fought in.
Hey, tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad because the media will never bash Eli Manning. That dude is trash. All they do is point the camera at Odell Beckham. It's Eli garbage behind. That dude is garbage.
Eli wasn't garbage last night, though.
He the one that caused that little dumb fumble. He keeps getting hit.
By the way, Odell Beckham, Eli put the ball in Odell's hands three times yesterday, and Odell dropped it. Stop it.
Nah, Eli played good. Usually I would agree with you, but yesterday Eli played pretty good. The ball was in these receivers' hands yesterday.
Did you not see that? He caused
the
fumble.
One fumble in the whole game?
Why Odell ain't catching any Eli passes?
Eli played a decent game yesterday.
Odell ain't catch none of Eli passes. First of all, it's a team sport.
It is.
The Giants sucked yesterday, okay? But when you're the face of the franchise in a positive way, when something goes wrong, you get the blame for that too, especially when you don't show up after you've been on a boat in Uggs with Speedos and a bunch of dudes with Chubbs, okay?
You finish?
All right? When you're on a boat with 10 other men that got semi-erections, okay, you're going to get the blame.
How you know they got erections?
Look at the picture. Look.
No, I don't want to look. No, I don't want to look.
You probably got it hanging up in your wall anyway. Stop it.
Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Why you ain't slandering Angela Yee and her Detroit Lions?
Angela don't even believe in the Lions like she thinks she do. All of a sudden, she's a Lions fan.
That was just my team this year.
Okay.
My goodness. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Let the record show you let every minute of that Drake song play, but you cut off Bad and Bougie after 45 seconds.
That wasn't me. That was actually M-Eazy.
I heard Raindrop, Drop Top, Smoking on Cookie in the Hot Box, Breakfast Club. You cut it.
That was our board out. I just yelled at him for that, too. Wow. How dare you? Let's get to the rumors, though. Let's talk to Golden Globes.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, the Golden Globes were on last night, and I actually was at home watching them. La La Land took home 7 awards. That's a new record, by the way, for...
Wow.
Yes, the most ever.
Never even heard of that movie till yesterday.
Me neither.
Now, prior to those wins, that... with 6 awards for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Midnight Express. They got 6 Golden Globes apiece. That was back in 1975 and 1978.
La La Land is like the White Empire, right?
You know, I've never seen it.
I don't know.
No, okay.
Does it make you want to watch it now?
Nope.
I think it's about Hollywood, right?
Yeah, it takes place in L.A. That's all I know.
Mm.
But it is a musical. But now I feel like, should we be watching the show?
Oh, it's a show.
Yeah. I mean, should we have seen this movie?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Not interested.
Not interested? No. Okay. Also, Tracee Ellis Ross is the first black woman to win for actress in a comedy series since Debbie Allen back in 1983.
Drop one of Clues Bonds for Tracee Ellis Ross, damn it.
So congratulations to her. Some other winners, Best Motion Picture Drama, Moonlight.
Haven't seen that, but that has been highly recommended for months.
Excellent movie.
Haven't watched it. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have the DVD if you want to borrow it and see it. I'll bring it in.
I had to think, do I still got a DVD player? I don't think I have a DVD player. No. I play it on the Xbox, though.
Yes, I play mine on my Xbox.
Okay.
All right, also, Best TV Series, Musical, or Comedy, Atlanta won, and Donald Glover got up and gave this speech.
And I really want to thank the Migos, not for being in the show, but for making Bad and Bougie. Like, that's the best song ever.
Donald, some people knew what he was talking about, and some
a lot
people
of people
did
not.
Oh, no, there was a lot of Trump supporters that thought he was about to go into a pro-Mexican anti-wall rant.
Okay. Well, here is what Donald Glover said about why he thanked Migos.
Because I think they're the Beatles of this generation, and they don't get a lot of respect, I think, outside of, like, Atlanta. I mean, not that they don't get a lot of respect, but it's like there's a generation, sort of like the YouTube generation that I kind of came up with. There's a generation of kids that are growing up on something that's completely separate from a whole group of people. And I just feel like, and honestly, that song's just fly. Like, there's no better song to have sex to.
Drop one of Clues Bonds for that dirty Negro Donald Glover. all those years of not showering has paid off. The fact that he told that room full of white people that the Migos are this generation's Beatles. They are regretting giving him those Golden Globes this morning because of that statement.
Well, Donald Glover also won for Best Performance by an Actor in a TV Series.
I thought Anthony Anderson was going to get that one, but I'm not mad at Donald Glover for getting that one.
Right.
Donald Glover solidified his place in black Twitter history for shouting out the Migos at the Golden Globes.
All right, now Chris Brown versus Soulja Boy. Woo, this is really, really going down. I saw some new flyers over the weekend, also some new developments. Mm-hmm. Now Soulja Boy is asking for help because I guess he needs to bulk up. And here
I got
he is.
Floyd Mayweather training me for the big fight. Now I'm still looking for all the personal trainers, all the muscle fitness companies. Everybody hit me up in my DMs. I'm trying to get some weight up.
All right. At least he knows he got to get his weight up. And Mike Tyson is now going to be training Chris Brown. Here's Mike Tyson.
So it's confirmed. I just got off the phone with Frenchie and Chris Brown. I'm training Chris. He chose me as his trainer to take on Soulja Boy. And Soulja Boy, what the f*** you talking about? Only day I'm going to teach him to bite somebody's ear. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to teach him every dirty trick in the book to knock you out because I'm not going to teach him how to run.
Yeah, see, that's exactly right. Mike Tyson is going to teach Chris Brown how to use all of that beige rage, and he's going to teach him how to punch. Floyd Mayweather training Soulja Boy is not going to do anything for him because Floyd Mayweather's defensive skills are mutant-like. Those are superhero-type powers. You can't just teach somebody.
Who would you rather have train you? I saw people debating this. Would you rather have Mike Tyson train you, or would you rather have Floyd Mayweather?
It depends what you want to get trained for. If you want to get trained defensively, Floyd, but you can't do what Floyd does in that ring. His defensive skills. Floyd can dodge a bullet. But not no chopper action, but a bullet.
You can't do what Tyson does, though.
He has a lot of power.
Tyson can teach you how to swing a punch.
Tyson's power was unbelievable.
Tyson can teach you how to punch.
Not everybody has Tyson's power.
But Tyson can teach you how to punch.
Where your punch knocks somebody out.
Tyson can teach you how to punch.
He still ain't got that
power. That shoulder roll's a little harder to learn. Okay?
Well, how did this beef between Chris Brown and Soulja Boy even start? According to Soulja Boy, it's been quite some time. Here's what he said.
She called. Rihanna want to see you. I texted, what's up? Like, what's good? What's, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm at the London Hotel. Come through. I just want to chill with you. I'm a young from the hood. I already know what time that is. I get to the London Hotel. Knock at the door. Rihanna open the door in a robe. I walk in. Two of her best friends is there. And that's what the, I'm going to be real with you. That's what the beef really stands from. It stands from Rihanna.
Oh, my God. Soldier stories. All I heard when he was saying, talking was, bow, bow, bow.
What I didn't like was that he was posting pictures of all these different women and saying, I took your B. Why are you bringing these other women into what is going on between you and Chris Brown?
I'm trying to get him mad.
I get it, but it's kind of rude to these women who...
All those women deserve that. And the reason they deserve that is because they should never be giving a vagina to Soulja Boy.
Why would you give a vagina to Soulja
Boy? Why would you even take a picture with Soulja Boy? Why? Is there any reason for you to be taking a picture with Soulja Boy?
And Chris Brown, by the way, is banned from Lifetime Fitness Center. They're saying that he was in there playing basketball with his crew. They were playing loud music. They were cursing really loud. So some people complained. The manager asked them to leave. And that's when Chris Brown spit on the way out and So now he is banned from all of the Lifetime Fitness centers.
I'm just noticing Soulja Boy wants to be accepted. He just wants to be accepted by somebody. The GDs, the Bloods, the Money Team, the Boy Scouts. Somebody please hug Soulja Boy,
Scouts.
And tell him he's down.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
That was Do You Mind. Now, the white camera guy, Steve, just told me something that pissed me off.
What did Steve say?
Homeland Sounds Security right. is back. It's supposed to come back this Sunday, but he said you can actually see the premiere early. And he's seen it, and I didn't see it yet.
Well, you need to just sit home and maybe turn your TV on.
Wow, I didn't know that. Why didn't you text me, white guy Steve?
Why does he got to be white guy Steve? Why can't he just be Steve?
Is this Steve the white guy?
Oh, white devil Steve.
Why you?
Call him by his proper name, white devil Steve.
All right, let's get in some front page news. Football, we don't really need to talk about it.
Yes, we do.
Dolphins, Packers beat the Giants.
Steelers beat the Dolphins. The Packers washed the Giants to end the Giants season.
That's what I gotta say.
That's it.
I just want to say I'm really pissed off at Delta. I was supposed to go to that game, but Delta messed up. The flights were delayed. The crew didn't get there in time.
Oh,
I
please.
Didn't make that flight. I paid for hotels. I paid for the tickets. I paid for everything. I promised my son. I looked real bad.
I think Delta looked out for you, bro.
Why?
Why would you want to take your son to see that massacre?
It was more about daddy and son time.
Well, you guys had a lot of time in the airport together.
We had a lot of time in the airport. I actually went back home. I turned the air conditioner on in the basement. We left all our clothes on.
Y'all role played.
See, you got to say role play. Role play makes it seem like it's sexual.
What you should have did, instead of putting all those winter clothes on, y'all should have took all your shirts off and put some Speedos and Uggs on and reenacted the boat scene, okay?
You know what? F you.
Let your son be Victor Cruz. You be Odell.
I wanted it to feel like Lambeau Stadium. I wanted it to feel like Green Bay.
Why?
That just seems like a lot.
Why not let it feel like Miami? On the boat.
Yeah, I know.
Why not?
You know what, Yee? Let's talk about Kim Kardashian.
All right, Kim Kardashian, they did arrest 16 people. French police arrested 16 people today in connection with that theft of more than $10 million worth of jewelry from Kim Kardashian West when she was in Paris. They did find these suspects through DNA evidence that they found at the residence where she was robbed. Now, they are saying that the people that were arrested were well known for robbery and for other crimes as well. So, fortunately, they were arrested. 16 people. We'll see what happens.
All right. Now, let's talk about this shooting in the airport. This was scary.
Yeah, this happened at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. And if you see this footage, this happened on Friday. A man, Esteban Santiago, is the person who opened fire at the airport. You can see on the video, he's walking through the baggage claim area. He just pulls out a gun and just starts shooting. Five people were killed and several others were wounded in that shooting attack. So,
was there a reason?
I mean, according to federal authorities, they were familiar with him. He had set off red flags just weeks ago. He visited an Alaska FBI office in November. He said his mind was being controlled by U.S. intelligence, and he had left a gun in the car. So he did a rambling walk-in interview. He's an Army veteran.
People who do things like that, I just don't understand why. If you ever, you know, wake up in the morning and feel like you want to grab your gun and go kill innocent people, kill yourself first.
So he's going to be charged today with counts of causing serious bodily injury to someone at an international airport, using a firearm during and in relation to a violent crime, and causing the death of persons through the use of firearms. He said, according to investigators, he said that he had bought a one-way ticket to Fort Lauderdale and bought that pistol and two magazines.
I think he should be charged for a hate crime, too. That was a hateful act. You wake up in the morning, you just walk through an airport and say, I'm just going to shoot random innocent people. That's hateful. Charged him for a hate crime as
I'm
well.
Confused.
And he was living in Alaska. He was a security guard.
Stay in Alaska. Why you got to come here to kill people?
They said the CIA said that they wanted him to join ISIS. And it's just weird, man.
What?
Yeah, it's just really, really weird.
According to his aunt, he had went to Iraq and came back as a changed man. They said his mind was not right. He seemed normal at times, but other times he seemed lost. He changed.
Mm. All right. Well, that's front page news.
Good. I'm glad you finally got some balls about you and decided to delete a Drake record or two and play the Beagles Bad and Bougie after they got that great shout out last night from Donald Glover at the Golden Globes. They deserve it.
All right. Well, good morning. Back to the work week. 800-585-1051. We're talking Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj. Now, allegedly, what was the reason that they broke up, Yee?
Well, according to TMZ, sources told them that they were arguing at Turks and Caicos and he just was hanging out with his friends. It was her birthday. And he just left the island without her after an argument.
I don't understand that, though. You can't be a quitter, Meek. Like, couples argue. That's what they
right?
do. Like, if you're with your woman, or your girl, your wife, and y'all plan to spend the rest of your life together, y'all going to argue. You can't just up and get on a plane and leave every time y'all get into an argument.
Now, I'm not going to lie. When I was in college, that's something I would have done. But I was 20 years old at that time.
They in their 20s. Well, Yeah, right? How old was... No, Nicki's like 30-something. How old was Meek?
In his 20s.
Okay.
I mean, he still got a little growing up to do. I mean, at that time, I was a little young mind and wasn't really thinking about relationship. It was all about me. I was selfish.
Yeah.
So maybe he was thinking the same thing. And look, when I get back, we'll talk and everything will be all good.
Do you think Meek put himself in a situation where he was, like, really wanting to get with this woman, Nicki Minaj, and then he got with her and he was like, and ain't all as cracked up to be?
Well, relationships are hard work, so.
Yeah, relationships are hard work. And then you got to think it's definitely more difficult when you can't control a woman per se because she's doing just as much as you are.
More.
Yeah, so it's.
No, more.
So it's
Ho, let's be clear on that. More.
You're right.
Nicki Minaj is an international superstar.
So it has to be a little intimidating.
It shouldn't be.
I mean, it's hard. I think it is hard for a lot of guys' egos when a woman is really successful and even more successful than you are. It's hard for a lot of guys to deal with that.
Well, you're a weak-minded person because there's only one person I would think of whenever I ever felt like that.
Who?
Stedman. Okay?
Why didn't you say Safari?
And you can live through anything if Stedman made it. All right? No, Stedman is dating the most richest woman in America.
But it's funny that you say that. But then when Safari was dating Nicki Minaj, you used to make fun of him all the time.
No, I did not. I told Safari he was stupid and he should have played his position. Mm. Told him that to his face numerous times. Play your position, bro. But I can understand if you get tired of the girl and you're just not happy. I believe in personal happiness, personal well-being. Mm-hmm. If you're personally not happy, fine.
And just because somebody's rich and powerful isn't enough reason to want to stay with them.
That is true. You bird.
Yes, really? You bird.
Really?
It's more than money and power.
Tell Evan and Lozada that, or any of these other chicks who done caught a baby and chilled. Okay?
But there's a lot of people that have been with people that were powerful and successful, and it didn't work out.
Well, that's their fault.
It's not your fault. I mean, sometimes people just don't click like that.
So what is the question? 800-585-1051.
What's the last straw for you in a relationship? What's been the final straw that you said, you know what, it's over?
But what about you, Ye?
For me, I think for women, we know it's over way before it's really over.
Mm-hmm.
In general, because it's never like one day one thing happens and it clicks. It's normally a buildup of things, and then finally they do something, and you're like, you know what? Now I'm not doing this anymore. You knew at some point it was going to be over, but there's just one thing that puts you over the edge. But it's never just, hey, we got into an argument, it's over. It's more like it was a lot of things leading up to that, and now I can't take it anymore.
It's easy for me. Mine is death.
Yeah, I mean, no, listen, I've been in the same relationship for 18.
I've been with my wife since 16.
Yeah, I've been in the same relationship for 18 years. I don't know anything about relationships being over.
But you've had some off and ons where I'm sure you thought it was over.
Yeah, we done survived a lot. We done survived me sleeping with other women, her putting her mouth on other penises. Like, she went to college. Like, women go through their whole phase in college. Like, we've been through a lot.
Like I said, death. We ain't.
Yeah, I don't know anything about no end. I'm not a quitter. If it's one thing I'm not, I ain't no damn quitter.
Yeah, I'm with you.
My ex-boyfriend, I saw pictures of him on vacation with another woman. That was it for me.
Well, step your box game up, yeah. You wouldn't have to go on vacation with other women if your box game was a
little
better.
He just was a cheater.
Better.
I mean, you know, he was young. We were both young, and he just used to cheat a lot.
I ain't taking no other woman on vacation. That's a different level of cheating.
She paid for herself, though. I saw her receipt.
Whoa.
Hello?
I told her. I said, why'd you pay for yourself?
Hello, who's this?
Keisha calling from Brooklyn.
Keisha, what would be the last straw for you in a relationship, mama?
I think y'all gonna think this is so petty, but me and my daughter's father, we broke up because he had brought his other son some clothes. It was years ago. It was when there was no taxes on the clothes.
Uh-huh.
And he's telling me, he's like, yeah, babe, you know, I brought my son some clothes or whatever, whatever. So I said, well, you know, why you ain't buy a daughter no clothes? He said, because it wasn't her turn. I said, it ain't her turn, because we've been arguing like months and months and months. He said, it ain't her turn. I said, it ain't her turn. All right, no problem. The next day, walked past his place of business, and I kept on walking ever since. And my daughter about to be 14 years old. Ain't speak to him since. Like, it ain't her turn.
That is very petty. That is petty, but I agree with you.
What you mean?
He might because, not have you got two kids. It's the no-tax weekend. You buy everybody clothes.
And I could understand that, because that had more to do with him being a father to her daughter than just how he treated
money.
Her.
He had
Well, say that.
We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj. They broke up. Now, allegedly, they broke up because of what, Ye?
Allegedly, it was because it was her birthday weekend. They were in Turks and Caicos, and they got into an argument, and he left her there. And that was it for her.
I need to know what the argument was about to know why Meek left.
Allegedly, it was because he had been cheating with this woman named Sonye, and that's what set her off. Remember, we've seen all these stories circulating.
And then
if
you do something wrong, you definitely can't leave the island.
Exactly. If you got caught out there cheating, you got to thug it out.
You got to thug it out.
You know you did wrong.
You got to shut your mouth.
That's it. Eat some butt.
A lot of boxing butt.
That's it. Eat some boxing butt and apologize profusely.
Mm-hmm. Hello, who's this?
Danny.
Hey, Danny, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good. Now, what was your last straw in your relationship?
Oh, my God. Okay, horrible relationship. But I cut off all communication, no Facebook, no answering the phone, nothing. He calls my mom and starts disrespecting my mother.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Oh, hell no.
What
do
you say
no.
about your mama? You say you son of a, you mama of a hoe?
No, when she told you she went to a housewarming party, we were at the hotel in Baltimore. I got receipts. Just crazy. Wishing death on my mom. Just
damn.
Total idiot.
What'd your mama do?
Well, it broke our trust for a minute, but my mother ultimately was on my side, and she encouraged me to get rid of him. Restraining order, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did y'all have kids or no?
Hell no.
Oh, damn. Okay. All right. Thank you, mama.
She said, hell no.
Hello, who's this?
Man, this is D from the Break City.
Oh, God. Goody bad gang.
Hey, man, I got two good reasons why Meek left her on the island. Number one, Safari was running up in that for 12 years strong, hitting raw, leaving babies in her mouth. I mean, she was all washed up. And number two, she's over 30 years old, and Meek already got money. He can get any young broad he want, man. I would have left her out there too.
Yeah, you can get any young broad you want, but will you have you a nice, rich, seasoned woman that can hold you down if you fall off?
That's true.
That sounded crazy.
But it's more about the money, you jerk.
Excuse me?
You know what? Never mind.
I'm glad you said that. You said it's more about the money. Yeah, I'm glad you're on my side.
You guys are birds.
I said it's more than just the money.
You got to start thinking about security at some point in your life, Envy.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's up with you? We're talking relationships, hey. Man. Now, what was the last show to make you end your relationship?
Well,
uh-oh.
Oh, boy. You sound like you killed it.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. I'm just calling, man. Actually, man, to give a shout-out, man. I'm sorry you Giants lost yesterday, man.
Shut up.
You guys just broke up right there.
Yeah, we broke up.
There were a lot of people tweeting us about this right now. One person, Eat Your Heart Out, said he stole from my mama. Coach Peso said there were doo-doo stains, I guess, in her underwear.
Now, see, that's just wrong, man.
Two stains in underwear.
Hi, Baki said she smashed the homies with me in the room.
That's real, but just because she got doo-doo stains, buy the girl a bidet and some wipes, man. Teach her how to wipe her ass properly.
Yeah, some baby wipes to work. Hello, who's this?
How you doing, man? It's KG.
KG, what's the last straw for you to break up in your relationship?
Man, I was going out with this young lady for about almost 2 years. We had our ups and downs, you know what I'm saying? And long story short, she had her own relationship with my mom. And then past May, God rest her soul, my mom passed, and shorty didn't even show up for the funeral, bro.
Damn.
What kind of relationship she had with your mama? Like, lesbian type stuff?
I mean, nah. I mean, watching my mother, I just said my mother died. But anyway, like, they had a little, you know, girlfriend-mother situation. You from saying?
Oh, they was friends.
They had their own, like, little bond. You feel
right.
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
And then, like I said, me and her had a little fallout. I let her know my mother passed. And it was so crazy, I didn't know if I should tell her that my mother passed because we wasn't together. But I told her, and she still didn't even show up to the funeral.
Yeah, but, bro, everybody's not a funeral person. I'm not a funeral person. I'm not going to my own funeral if I can help it.
Did she send flowers or anything?
He hung up. Damn it, man. Well,
he didn't hang up. You hung up on him.
Well, yeah, he didn't hang up.
No, he hung up, actually. Now, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is just because something ends doesn't mean it never should have been. Remember, you lived, you learned, you grew, you moved on, and you hit it at the end of the day, Meek. All right?
Okay.
What?
Everything's not about money, Charlamagne.
Yeah, I didn't say anything about Charlamagne. Money just now.
You know what you were getting at.
What are you talking about?
You were getting at security and money. Yeah, because it was on the way.
If it was all about money, I'd be telling Meek he's an idiot.
You did.
Okay? Because I don't care what you say. Them little doo-doo butts in Philly ain't going to hold you down the way Nicki Minaj held you down, okay?
Nicki
Minaj, doo-doo butts. Nicki Minaj is a multi-millionaire, and I want that type of woman, so if I fall off, she can hold me down.
What's the definition of a doo-doo butt?
A doo-doo butt, somebody that's in Philly eating tasty cakes and Philly cheesesteaks.
We are the Breakfast Club.
Damn, I heard our Bad and Bougie thing got shut down, man.
Yeah, it got shut down.
Oh, that's what you get for listening to me. Why you always come into peer pressure?
What I say?
Why you always coming to peer pressure?
What?
I told him not to play it, Coach.
Oh, he's going to have to play it.
Let me just take his songs out, adding songs.
I don't know why he's coming to peer pressure, Coach.
That wasn't me. That was the board up. I made a suggestion.
Oh, you're right. We did. That's true. We just made,
made a suggestion.
All right, it's a lot of inside
talk. Nobody
let's,
had to listen to us.
Let's get into the rumors.
Why would you listen to us? We don't know nothing.
No, well, we talking Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Kanye.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the guys. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian were spotted going to see Beyonce and Jay-Z. How did this end up happening? It was Blue Ivy's fifth birthday party, so they did go to celebrate. We didn't know what was going to happen with Jay-Z and Kanye and Beyonce, because Kanye was talking about them and saying that Jay-Z has his shooters and Beyonce was against him at the MTV Video Music Awards because she wouldn't show up unless she won the award.
Was he invited, though?
I'm sure. I mean, they let him in.
But he didn't bring his baby.
He didn't bring the kids. He has two kids.
I know Kanye a little brother and all, but Tata should have pepper sprayed Kanye for the coach.
Right at the gate, right?
Right at the gate, and then they can talk after that. Right. But he should have got pepper sprayed as soon as he walked in. Get pepper sprayed, clean your eyes out, now sit down, let's talk.
I mean, they have a history, and I think that from reports, Jay-Z does feel bad for Kanye. He knows he's going through a lot, and he understands that he's still dealing with his mother's passing.
It's called empathy.
And, yes, and Kim Kardashian getting robbed, and now people can believe it because they did catch 16 people they arrested that potentially are the ones that set her up in Paris. So it's a lot going on there. All right, Tupac, they have a love letter from prison that they are now going to auction off today. They're putting that letter on the auction block. They're saying they expect to get at least $25,000.
Wow.
Now, some of the lines in there, ever been tied to a bedpost and licked like a lollipop.
Who's he writing this letter to now? First of all, because that didn't even sound right. Tupac love letter in prison.
This was back in 1995. He was writing to a woman.
Somebody outside of prison, you idiot.
Let's be clear about that.
If you're in prison, you don't need to write a letter to someone who's in prison with you.
They pass it down to the next cell, but let's be clear about that.
Now, this letter also mentions blindfolds, bubble baths, oily massages, and 12 different positions of lovemaking. So I guess as soon as he got out of jail.
12 different ones?
Yeah, 12 positions. You don't have 12 positions?
Nah, I got a good bow.
And your repertoire?
I got a solid bow.
All right, Mariah Carey is talking about her New Year's Eve performance, and she shared part of this audio on her Twitter page. And she talked about being foiled and humiliated. Here she tweeted out, in my own words, hashtag New Year's Eve, hashtag L4L, hashtag the foilers. Check it out.
It's a shame that we were put into the hands of a production team with technical issues who chose to capitalize on circumstances beyond our control. It's not practical for a singer to sing live and be able to hear themselves properly, especially when their ear monitors were not working at all. They foiled me. Thus, it turned into an opportunity to humiliate me. Oh. Eventually, I will explain this in greater detail for anyone who cares to hear.
Just take the L, Mariah, okay? Your voice hasn't been the same for a while now, all right? Stop it.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what went wrong, but hey, there you have it. She's taking a little break right now from media moments, social media. She said she is going to fulfill her professional obligations, but she's going to take a moment. All right, and J.R. Smith and his wife, Jewel Harris, announced the birth of their daughter, Dakota, on Saturday. But they said she arrived 5 months early and only weighs 1 pound.
I didn't even know you could deliver a baby at 4 months.
Here is what the couple said in a video that was posted to Uninterrupted.
But more importantly, we got very important news.
Hi, everybody. We know a lot of you guys congratulated us on the expectancy of our little baby girl, but we had her 5 months early. She's five days old today, and her name is Dakota, and she weighs 1 pound. We know we're not the only family going through this, who has been through this, and who will ever go through it. That's why we decided to share what we're going through with you guys. Please keep us in your prayers, and we'll do the same for everyone else.
Damn.
I know that was hard news for them to share with everybody.
What's the life expectancy, you know, percentage-wise? Does anybody know?
Oh, I don't know.
Because the baby can't come home, I'm sure, for another couple of months. Because
I had a friend who
another
actually...
couple? If you're born at four, that's...
I think 7-8 months the baby
and
can come
pound.
Home.
And
1 pound. Yeah.
Yikes.
All right, well, our prayers do go out to...
Absolutely.
J.R. Smith and to Jewel. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Reports.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heel.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran,
Donkey of the Day for Monday, January 9th, goes to TV personality Jenna Bush Hager and actor Michael Keaton. Now, if you was watching the Golden Globes last night, then you may or may not have noticed an error that kept happening throughout the night. The movie Hidden Figures, which was nominated twice, and Fences, which was also nominated twice. In fact, Viola Davis won one of those nominations. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Viola Davis, damn it. Okay. Now, Hidden Figures stars Janelle Monáe, Taraji P. Henson, and Octavia Spencer. Octavia was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for Hidden Figures, and Fences stars Denzel Washington and Viola Davis. Those two are Hollywood heavyweights, okay? Best actor, best actress list, they both would be on anybody's top five. So anyone covering this event or working this event should know these things, right?
Right.
At the least, if you don't know who's in the movies, you should at least know the movie's name. But there's no way in hell you shouldn't know a movie starring Denzel Washington and Viola Davis. But hey, things happen, right? First, let's play NBC red carpet correspondent Jenna Bush Hager, who was interviewing Pharrell Williams and was asking him.
Pharrell looks so confused.
Yeah, she was asking him about being nominated for his work on the score of the movie Hidden Figures, but she didn't quite land it. Let's hear it.
So you're nominated for Hidden Figures. How cool is it? You said that this party's known for a little drinking. Are you thinking you're going to partake?
Thinking you're going to partake. Jenna Bush Hager, you asking people about drinking, you sound like you already had a few combined in the movies like that. Play that clip one more time, just in case people missed it. Play it one more time. Play it one more time.
Pull it up.
Pull it up.
So you're nominated for Hidden Figures. How cool is it? You said that this party's known for a little drinking. Are you thinking you're going to partake?
Hidden Fences. Why didn't Pharrell correct her?
I don't know.
If Pharrell would have corrected her right then and there, then maybe this wouldn't have happened later on when Michael Keaton was presenting an award. Let's hear it.
In a year when so many actresses gave great performances, these five women gave us characters we will never forget. For Best Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture, here are the nominees. Octavia Spencer, Hidden Fences.
Now, once is a mistake, but twice is a choice. Somebody purposely chose to have it wrong in the prompter. Michael Keaton,
crazy.
Michael Keaton was clearly reading off a prompter, so that means Hidden Fences was in the prompter. This is a problem that was out of Michael Keaton and Jenna Bush Hager's hands, but they got to take this L on behalf of the Golden Globes. I don't understand how two movies have a combined four nominations apiece and y'all can't get the name right. Why, oh why, were you all trying to combine these movies all night long? All black movies don't look alike, Golden Globes, okay? Do you realize how bad this could mess up somebody's money? It's people today who want to see the movie that Octavia Spencer is in. They want to see the movie Pharrell did the score for, but they keep searching Showtimes for Hidden Fences and can't find this movie to save their life. Then they see two movies pop up, Hidden Figures and Fences, and don't know what to go see, and they end up going to see La La Land or Moonlight, okay? They weren't trying to make a hybrid of any other movie titles. Nobody went up there and said Moonlight by the Sea or Hackensaw Ridge High Water. Wasn't nobody saying La La Jenkins or Florence Foster Deadpool? By the way, La La Jenkins might be fired. Or drop one of Clues Bombs. That could be a fire movie. That's a combination of La La Land and Florence Foster Jenkins. We got to get Lee Daniels to direct that one. That's not like a ghetto musical waiting to happen. La La Jenkins. But that's not the point. You got one job, Golden Globes. One job. Okay? And that's to get the titles of the movies and TV shows you are nominating right. You know damn well we live in a racially sensitive time. Anything can be looked at as racism. I don't know if it was intentional. Okay? But the conspiracy theorist in me has my suspicions. In fact, I heard the person who wrote the Nigger Navy tweet for Yahoo Finances wrote out the titles for the movies. But you didn't hear that from me. Please give Jenna Bush Hager and Michael Keaton the biggest hee-haw, please.
And if you search the hashtag Hidden Fences, a lot of funny things come up.
Yeah, I don't think it was intentional.
On Twitter.
I don't think it was intentional.
Gabrielle
Union
wrote, you know who stars in Hidden Fences? Garcelle, Ashanti, Bernice, and now Bring It On Union.
Mm-mm. Jesus Christ. I don't think it was intentional. I think they made a mistake. Yeah, Pharrell didn't correct her from the beginning. And since Pharrell didn't correct her from the beginning, nobody caught it.
So
nobody
this is
thought
Pharrell's
about
fault.
It. Yes. it's the person who actually wrote it out in the prompter, but Pharrell was supposed to correct them right then and there.
Part of a conspiracy.
Viola Davis. Maybe Viola Davis didn't see it on the red carpet. Maybe she didn't.
I don't know.
Somebody in the movie should have said something. Like, the movie's called Hidden Figures, guys. Not Hidden Fences. Can you even hide a fence?
No.
That's what I was thinking all last night. I was like, can you hide a fence? I even Googled Hidden Fences to see if you could hide a fence. Some people take, like, bushes. And put the bushes over the fence.
Yeah, I guess, and put trees. Yeah.
But you can still tell it's a fence.
Not necessarily.
Not if you don't see it. It's hidden.
Yeah, it's hidden. It'd be a hidden fence.
If it's behind a lot of bushes and trees and there's vines, it's hidden.
That would be a hidden fence, yeah.
You might try to run through it and smack right into the fence.
But you'd run into the bushes or the trees first. But yeah, but it would be a hidden fence. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That was Rihanna with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. So if you just joined us, we're talking Chris Brown and Soulja Boy. They're fighting. Floyd Mayweather is going to be training Soulja Boy. Mike Tyson is going to be training Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have audio of this?
Well, we have Mike Tyson talking about training Chris Brown.
Let's listen.
So it's confirmed. I just got off the phone with Frenchie and Chris Brown. I'm training Chris. He chose me as his trainer to take on Soulja Boy. And Soulja Boy, what the f*** you talking about? Only thing I'm going to teach him is to bite somebody's ear. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to teach him every dirty trick in the book to knock you out because I'm not going to teach him how to run.
I get it. But not everybody has that strong power.
Yeah, but Mike Tyson can teach you how to fight, period. Mike can teach you how to throw them hands. It's all about offense in that ring. Soulja Boy is going to go in that ring and try to do what Floyd Mayweather does with defense and get his head knocked clean off.
Or he's going to be dodging.
I think for both
punches.
Of them, I'll say this. They both need to learn some stamina because boxing, as we all know, if you've never been a boxer.
Chris Brown got some stamina.
Right, but they're going to have to figure out because boxing's really hard. 3 minutes
Absolutely.
In the ring is a lot longer than what it seems like when you're watching it, when you're actually in that ring for 3 minutes.
I've seen Chris Brown do one-handed backflips in the ring. Okay, Chris Brown got the stamina. I'm sure he does. I'm positive he does. I ain't never seen Soulja Boy do no dances outside of the crank that. Okay? Chris Brown done did every dance move under the sun. He
back,
got stamina.
And then still sing.
And still sing.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Bloom.
Bloom, what's up, bro?
Hey, I'll take Mike Tyson all day.
Okay. Why?
Why? Because he's a killer. Plus, I can learn how to bite ears really good, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name is Donna.
Hey, Donna. Who would you rather train you, Mike Tyson or Floyd Mayweather?
I would rather Mike Tyson train me.
Everybody's saying Mike Tyson.
Because Mike Tyson knows how to really fight.
How old are you, baby?
I am 43 years old.
Exactly. You remember Mike, and you remember Mike, the Mike we know. So, yes.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
Hello, who's this?
Kyara Moore.
Hey, Mama. Who would you rather train you, Mike Tyson or Floyd Mayweather?
I think Mike Tyson, if we could just bite my fucking, get him to bite his ear off, man.
Hey, watch your mouth.
How y'all think that's all Mike did was bite ears? How old are you, baby?
I'm 22.
See, that's the problem. You think Mike only bites ears.
Mike was knocking people
Mike
out.
Mike was knocking people
but let me ask
clean
you a
question, out.
Right? Outside of one rounders with Mike, quick fights, first two rounds, how well did Mike do when the fight was a lot longer?
By the way, how well did Mike do when he actually fought fighters like Evander Holyfield, Lennox Lewis, Buster Douglas? If you was taller than Mike with some long arms and you know how to box, you beat Mike's ass.
Right. So I'm saying, Floyd Mayweather, how many times has he lost?
What does that mean?
He hasn't lost. He knows how to fight. He knows how to stick and move.
He's great with
the technical.
He knows
how to run. Listen, I'm not taking nothing away from Floyd. He's the greatest defensive fighter of all time. But defense is not going to win that fight against Chris Brown. Mike Soldier going to have to know how to throw some punches.
And block.
No,
and duck.
Listen.
And move.
Guarantee you something.
And shake.
Listen, everybody got a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Right.
And you know who said that?
Who?
Mike Tyson.
All right.
Okay.
Well, my plan. All right. What's your plan? I'm a stick and move. I'm a swing and run. Swing and run. Chris Brown got too much damn energy.
Swing and run.
All right. What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is everybody got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Okay, so you can let Floyd Mayweather train you all day long, but the man who said that quote is training Chris Brown. And you know what Mike's teaching Chris Brown how to do?
What?
Punch Soulja Boy in his mouth. Yeah.
All right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let me shout out to all my Giants fans.
Why?
Out there.
Why? They don't feel like hearing from you this morning. They depressed.
Season's over.
Nothing you can do. And nothing you can do to change that. So why shout them out?
I just want to shout them out.
Why?
Because we had a good season.
We had a great season. Better
really?
Luck next year.
No doubt.
We should all get a boat and...
Yeah, y'all had a great time on that boat. That's what I saw.
We had a great time beating the Cowboys the two times that we played
them. That means nothing.
Them.
Listen, the fact that y'all going to have to hang y'all hats on that, the fact that y'all beat what will be the 2017 Super Bowl champions twice this year, that's all y'all got to hang y'all hat on?
You guys are not winning. Okay. You can't get past Green Bay.
This is y'all... We beat Green Bay this year 30-16. This is y'all season summed up in one picture. Shirtless, Speedos, Uggs on a boat.
Can we do a rumor report now, or you guys want to keep on talking about this?
All right. How did your Lions do, by the way?
Yeah, we got a record for the most losses in the playoff. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Let's
not
get
so
to
great.
The rumors. Tracy Ellis Ross, let's go.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
So Tracee Ellis Ross is the first black woman to win the Golden Globe Award for Best Actress in a TV comedy or musical since Debbie Allen won.
Drop one of Clues Bombs with Tracee Ellis Ross. I kept trying to figure out what
35 years ago.
What was the show Debbie Allen was on?
Fame.
Fame, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. Fame was a comedy?
It's a comedy or a musical.
Oh.
So Fame was a musical.
All right. Got you. You're right.
Right. So congratulations. And here was her speech, which, by the way, and I loved all the pictures that were coming out of Tracee Ellis Ross afterward. So we're very excited. Here's Tracee Ellis Ross.
This is for all of the women, women of color, and colorful people whose stories, ideas, thoughts are not always considered worthy and valid and important. But I want you to know that I see you. We see you. It is an honor to be on this show, Black-ish, to continue expanding the way we are seen and known, and to show the magic and the beauty and the sameness of a story and stories that are outside of where the industry usually looks.
Salute to Tracee Ellis Ross. I was rooting for Issa Rae to win that category, but I was not mad at all for Tracee Ellis Ross.
And Tracee Ellis Ross also has supported Issa Rae and said it's still a win-win no matter what.
And Tracee's due. Like, she's amazing on Black-ish. She was amazing as Joan Clayton on Girlfriends all those years. She was due for one.
Congrats.
And I feel pretty confident Issa Rae will end up getting one.
Absolutely.
As well at some point.
Absolutely.
All right, Tracee Ellis Ross also told reporters she was proud to be a Golden Globe winner like her mother, Diana Ross, who won the Most Promising Newcomer Award in 1973.
Wow. Tracee Ellis Ross is so popping, you forget Diana Ross is her mother. Like, for real, right. some children can't get out the shadow of their parents.
She also said that. She said, I never felt like I was in my mother's shadow. She said, I always felt like I was in my mother's embrace.
Mm.
All right. Stevie J, by the way, has a new show coming out. According to him, he got greenlit for a new reality series. They're going to be looking all over the United States and Canada for 8 fresh Penthouse cover girls. So that's going to be his new show.
Penthouse still around?
Yes, it sure is. Penthouse Pets. They're looking for some Penthouse Pets.
So is he looking for a girl or is he looking for a good time?
He's supposed to be looking for these women to be on the covers of the magazine. And he's actually going to have Mimi with him. And Rick Ross's ex-girlfriend is also going to be there as well.
What's her name? I forgot.
Lyra Galore?
I thought you were talking about Lyra Galore.
No, yeah. A different one.
You can call women pets in 2017?
I mean, they're called the Penthouse Pets.
Wow. That sounds a little misogynistic, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little.
I guess the Playboy Bunny is also a animal.
What?
A pet. A bunny.
Now, listen. Women get mad when you call them females, but you can call them pets and bunnies? You can't call them female, but you can call them pets and bunnies. Okay, I'm officially confused.
Yeah, I've been confused.
You said you've been confused?
Yeah, with that.
Yes, I agree. All right, Lee Daniels, in the meantime, has had to backtrack on what he was saying previously, where he said that we're in a very dangerous state right now in our country, and I wanted white people to feel good about being white because right now there's a lot of hatred going on. That was what Lee Daniels had told Ebony Magazine. Well, here is what he's saying now, trying to explain what he meant.
What I said was that when I did my show Star, it was before Donald Trump was in office. I predicted that we'd be in a civil war.
Right.
And that was the purpose of creating Star. Star's a white girl. She's not the star of the show. Her sister is half white, and they're both poor. And we got us her other sister, who her other character in the show, who's black and wealthy. And we have a transgender. The show was put together to bring all four of these different women together to help heal our nation.
I have no idea what Lee Daniels is talking about.
He was all over the place with that.
So is he saying that he created all these different characters to show that the world is diverse and he wants to bring people together? I'm all for that.
Yes.
Right.
But that is not what he said originally. Originally he said he created this show to make white people feel good, which made me say, why not make everybody feel good? Now it sounds like he's saying he wants to make everybody feel good.
Right. I don't know if he just misspoke or I don't know. It was a lot of heat on him for those comments, though. And congratulations to Drake and Future. Summer 16 tour is the highest grossing hip-hop tour of all time.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for that.
Thanks.
That tour made a total gross of $84.3 million off of 54 shows.
Wow.
We even all went to see it.
We definitely did go see that show.
Right. So Drake also said OVO, FBG, Europe up next with special guests to be announced. I guess Young Thug has also been hinting that he'll be on that as well.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.